Magic.
Morning and welcome to your morning prayer. It is Friday and it's the 31st of July. So you prepare to meet with God this morning. Just take a deep breath or two. And we're remembering Ignatius of Loyola, who was the founder of the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit monks, 1556. And it's his commemoration today. You may possibly have heard of Ignatian prayer, but that's probably the way to start if you want to know who Ignatius is. Prayer, using your imagination and imagining yourself back in the Bible stories, typically. A little bit like what we do on Tuesdays, but perhaps more imagining Jesus walking on a beach and what the smell of the sea and the sand would be like, and what you might say if you were in that group, that kind of imagination. Gave away everything. He was a rich man, I think, and gave away everything and followed God. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
A suitable hymn. Be thou my guardian and my guide, and hear me when I call. Let not my slippery footsteps slide, and hold me lest I fall. The world, the flesh, and Satan dwell around the path I tread. O save me from the snares of hell, thou quickener of the dead. And if I tempted am to sin, and outward things are strong, do thou, O Lord, keep watch within, and save my soul from wrong. Still let me ever watch and pray, and feel that I am frail, that if the tempter cross my way, yet he may not prevail. Say together, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And then comes our daily opportunity to put things down and reflect upon the day ahead. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And Susan is going to read Psalm 17.
Deliver me, O Lord, by your hand. Hear my just cause, O Lord. Consider my complaint. Listen to my prayer, which comes not from lying lips. Let my vindication come forth from your presence. Let your eyes behold what is right. Weigh my heart, examine me by night. Refine me, and you will find no impurity in me. My mouth does not trespass for earthly rewards. I have heeded the words of your lips. My footsteps hold fast in the ways of your commandments. My feet have not stumbled in your paths. I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me and listen to my words. Show me your marvellous loving kindness, O Saviour of those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who assault me, from my enemies who surround me to take away my life. They have closed their heart to pity, and their mouths speak proud things. They press me hard, they surround me on every side, watching how they may cast me to the ground, like a lion that is greedy for its prey, like a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, confront them and cast them down. Deliver me from the wicked by your sword. Deliver me, O Lord, by your hand, from those whose portion in life is unending, whose bellies you fill with your treasure, who are well supplied with children and leave their wealth to their little ones. As for me, I shall see your face in righteousness when I awake. Behold your likeness, I shall be satisfied. Deliver me, O Lord, by your hand. Generous Lord, deliver us from all envious thoughts, and when we are tempted by the desire for wealth, let us see your face, for your abundance is enough to clothe our lack, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
And Stephen's going to read Psalm 19.
The commandment of the Lord is pure and gives light to the eyes. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. One day pours out its song to another, and one night unfolds knowledge to another. They have neither speech nor language, and their voices are not heard. Yet their sound has gone out into all lands, and their words to the ends of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, that comes forth as a bridegroom out of his chamber, and rejoices as a champion to run his course. It goes forth from the end of the heavens, and runs to the very end again, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. Testimony of the Lord is sure, and gives wisdom to the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, and rejoice in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, and gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, dripping from the honeycomb. By them also is your servant taught, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can tell how often they offend? Who cleanse me from my secret faults? Keep your servants also from presumptuous sin, lest they get dominion over me. So shall I be undefiled and innocent of great offence. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. The commandment of the Lord is pure and gives light to the eyes. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, rise in our hearts this day. Enfold us in the brightness of your love, and bear us at last to heaven's horizon, for your love's sake.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Fiz is going to read 1 Samuel 13, 15, 5 to 18.
The Philistines mustered to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and troops like the sand on the seashore in multitude. They came up and encamped at Michmash, to the east of Beth Aven. When the Israelites saw that they were in distress, the troops were hard pressed. The people hid themselves in caves and in holes and in rocks and in tombs and in cisterns. Some Hebrews crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. Saul was still at Gilgal, and all the people followed him, trembling. He waited for 7 days, time appointed by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people began to slip away from Saul. So Saul said, "Bring the burnt offering here to me, and the offerings of well-being." And he offered the burnt offering. As soon as he had finished offering the burnt offering, Samuel arrived, and Saul went out to meet him and salute him. Samuel said, "What have you done?" Saul replied, "When I saw that the people were slipping away from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines were mustering at Michmash, I said, 'Now the Philistines will come down upon me at Gilgal, and I have not entreated the favour of the Lord.' So I forced myself and offered the burnt offering." Samuel said to Saul, "You have done foolishly. You've not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. The Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever, but now your kingdom will not continue. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him to be ruler over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you." And Samuel left and went on his way from Gilgal. The rest of the people followed Saul to join the army. They went up from Gilgal towards Gibeah of Benjamin. Saul counted the people who were present with him, about 600 men. Saul, his son Jonathan, and the people who were present with them stayed in Geba of Benjamin. But the Philistines encamped at Michmash. And raiders came out of the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company towards Ophrah, to the land of Shual. Another company towards Beth Horon, and another company turned towards the mountain that looks down upon the valley of Zeboim toward the wilderness. Raise us up, O God, that we may live in your presence.
Come, let us return to the Lord, who has torn us and will heal us. God has stricken us and will bind up our wounds. After 2 days he will revive us, and on the third day he will raise us up, that we may live in his presence. Let us strive to know the Lord. His appearing is as sure as the sunrise. He will come to us like the showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. O Ephraim, how shall I deal with you? How shall I deal with you, O Judah? Your love for me is like the morning mist, like the dew that goes early away. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For loyalty is my desire and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. That's quite an incredible passage, really. So early before Jesus. Sorry. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Raise us up, O God, that we may live in your presence. Stephen's going to read Luke 22:63 to the end.
Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" They kept heaping many other insults on him. When day came, the assembly of older elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." He replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." All of them asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips."
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation.
Be not far from me, O my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
And we take on the song of praise.
You created all things, O God, and are worthy of our praise forever.
You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they have their being. You are worthy, O Lamb, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign with you on earth.
To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honour and glory and might ever and ever. Amen. You created all things, O God, and are worthy of our praise forever.
Amen. And we'll do our blessing for the village. Heavenly Father, we take upon ourselves the mantle of authority that Jesus delegates to us, and in his name we speak to every household in Kingston Bagpews, Southmoor, Fifield, Tubney, and say we bless you in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless every person in these villages and across our fields, your life, your home and your family, with all the blessings of the mighty God who planned you and created you. We bless you that you may prosper in every part of life and God's plans may be realized in your lives. May you know health, prosperity and fruitfulness in the work of your hands. We bless St. John the Baptist Church and other places of Christian worship, that it may grow numerically and spiritually. May the Holy Spirit and the Word of God flow out together from you in power, bringing kingdom life. We bless all who come to the church and church events, that you may be welcomed and accepted. We bless everyone in these villages, that they may be convicted of sin, righteousness and judgment, and know the love of God. May they come to salvation by grace through faith. We bless your marriages, that they may be strong and whole. We bless the relationship between each marriage partner, that it may be loving, forgiving, merciful, patient, faithful and strong. We bless your families and friendships, that they may be wholesome, healthy and strong. May bless every intergenerational relationship within each household, that there may be peace, love, and understanding flowing between each one. We bless those who live alone and are lonely, that they may know the companionship and peace of Jesus. We bless your health, that you may be strong and well. In Jesus' name, we resist any sickness or disease which seeks to invade these villages. And to every person in these villages, we say, be well, be strong, and be healthy. To any who are sick right now, we say, bless you in Jesus' name with a speedy recovery. Especially, we want to name Richard, Kim, Les,
Paul,
Sue, Joe, Elizabeth, and Andrew, Tanya, Delith, Oscar,
Stephen.
Mary,
Mel,
and the family and friends of John and Brian. We bless you all in Jesus' name with healing and wholeness. We bless your wealth that you may have plenty replacing poverty. We bless you to have enough to live and enough to give. We bless your work and every wholesome enterprise conducted by you that it may prosper and be successful. We bless the grass of the fields, the crops in their seasons, the flocks and herds that all may be strong and grow throughout the year. We bless all the new houses that they may be built with care and be safe and happy places for people to live. We bless all new families that they may settle in and prosper spiritually, physically, relationally, and emotionally. We bless St. John Blandy. We bless John Blandy School and the preschool that it may be a secure and safe place for teachers and pupils alike. We bless the children's capacity to learn and develop relationships. And we bless their simple trust in Jesus, that their trust may grow and become enriched. We bless the shops and businesses and all who work here. We bless the hearts of all who live in our villages, that they may be quickened to hear and respond to the voice of the living Lord. We bless every effort in these villages to build your church. We bless all who live and work here, that the overspill of the blessings of the presence of the kingdom of God may fall upon you. And I think particularly we bless this area and continue to seek God for protection from the virus. Amen. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy, keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us. Please note that next week there's a different Zoom link for this meeting. If you're at all unsure, please email the church or phone somebody. See you next week.